Scenic design. The show begins with a large, white, bloody silk sheet lying in the center of the stage. Under the cloth, the witches move, waving their limbs and hair like a macabre dance. The cloth symbolizes the motherhood of the witches, who underneath and also outside of the cloth mate with the satyrs. On the stage, there are also 8 large golden and mobile gates placed horizontally, 4 on each side. They are fanned out from the smallest to the largest, from the center to the sides of the stage, and from the front to the back. The gates are formed by vertical rods that culminate in a spearhead. The rods of each gate are arranged as a fan and crossed by perpendicular rods, linear or forming spirals. The visual effect is that of large iron fans. At the bottom of the stage, there is another large gilded gate, which closes the central arc of the theater wall. The gate slides from the center to the sides, opening the arch like a door. It has decreasing height from the central part that measures about 7 meters to the sides, which are about 6 meters. In the first act, there is also the skeleton of a horse that emerges from the bloody cloth. The skeleton is inspired by the famous painting Il Trionfo della Morte by Palazzo Abatelis in Palermo. Macbeth rides upon the skeleton, which is transported by some of the extras. At the end of the first act, Duncan's death is represented as the Passion of Christ, with the king being stripped of his clothes amongst the people and then surrounded by a host of soldiers with their swords turned toward his head. 8 large, luminous crosses will light up behind each gate. In the second act, thrones are brought on stage, which are made of golden iron elements and are different heights depending on the level of power they represent. Macbeth, urged by Lady Macbeth, aspires to reach the highest, which measures 2.5 meters. When he gets there, having reached the peak of power, he will suddenly be alone and will no longer be able to return and descend unscathed. Costumes. Macbeth, like Banquo, wears iron armor with 1 long sleeve of dark fur and black boots. In the initial scenes, when he is in the company of Lady Macbeth, he is also wearing a long fur coat. Lady Macbeth is wearing a night blue long sleeve tunic and a long vest with fur tails on the front, which ends at her feet. Initially, she has red gloves on her hands, cut at the height of the knuckles to symbolize the blood of the dead fallen at her desire. She also wears a black and gray fur wig, which falls below her back. The witches, about 60 dancers and choristers, are wearing a crumpled, stained, grayish slip, which falls to below the knee. Their hair is teased and disheveled. The women of the Scottish population, about 40 people, wear a long-sleeved white tunic, slightly flared along the hips. The men, about 40 people, also wear a similar tunic, but black. The audio description which you have listened to was created by Team Inclusive Opera of the Macerata Opera Festival, coordinated by Elena Di Giovanni in collaboration with the University of Macerata and the Italian Union of the Blind and Visually Impaired Provincial and Regional Section. Voice narration, Michaela Molden.